Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone, and happy Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And as usual, for those of you who are in the LA area and would like to call in, the guest calling number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, especially those here in the, well, at least we got a couple of days of rain, San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free guest call-in number is 877-697-9725. Also, Producer Kina will be hanging out in the chat room, and if you have any questions or comments, concerns, or anything that you'd just like to offer up, please feel free to type that in, and she will make sure that I find out about the question and will address it on the air. Otherwise, after the show, I will be coming into the chat room and answering questions at that point. So, this episode I called Time to Spare, which is one thing most people really don't feel that they have a whole lot of. I remember when I was growing up, and I know that I'm definitely showing my age here, it was come home from school, get out of your good clothes, put on your play clothes, do your homework, maybe goof around for a little while, get to play or talk with your friends. Then you get ready for dinner. Dinner's at about 6 o'clock. Dad comes home. And, you know, you have dinner, watch a little bit of TV, then it's bath and bed. And that's pretty much how most of my childhood went. And even though I was raised military and we moved very often, maybe that's probably why things were very, very sort of regimented and very organized, because not only my father was military, but my mother also. So when I was growing up, there would always seem to be time for all the things that we were going to do. And as I was in high school, I was on the, you know, sports teams. So, you know, that got worked in. And now when we look at schedules, it seems to be that there is absolutely no time. It's like, okay, go pick up the kids, you know, get them something to eat real quick. We've got sporting events, then we've got rehearsals and practices, and then there are meetings and all kinds of things. But at the end of the day, it's almost exhausting to just go, oh my gosh, you know, I'm home, it's 9 o'clock at night, and where did my day go, and what happened to it? And, you know, so many of us, you know, our jobs are demanding so much more. What used to be just basically a 9-to-5 job and, you know, the parents were home by 6, those aren't the way, you know, those aren't the patterns that are established now. It seems that, you know, you go from home to work to activity, home, and everything seems so much more rushed. And as I was rushing around this weekend doing things, and I thought, wow, I've moved to this beautiful place up in the mountains next to a river, and how much time do I just spend sitting and relaxing? Where is the time to spare? And it really becomes the study of taking a look at where our time goes during the day. I mean, how many of us actually think where that time goes? Now, we have our work time, and unless, you know, there are a varied schedules, like if somebody's working retail or if somebody has a very variable type of schedule, is important to take a look at where is our time going, especially if we're feeling crunched. It's also really important to really nail down how valuable that time is. I had no idea until I took a few minutes just to sit quietly to realize the value of what that time meant to me. How often do we have time where we have absolutely nothing to do? That is a rare commodity, because there's always, even if we're not doing it, we're thinking about doing it. We need to relax, my friends. We need to find that time. And, hey, I know that that is not an easy thing to do. I know, especially if you have young kids, or if you have older kids that, you know, your lives are still very involved with, or maybe you've got grandchildren. It's still very important to find that time that we can find that balance point. As a doctor, I have many conversations with people about their levels of activity. And when I'm talking to them about, it's like, okay, what type of work do you do? Because I'm coming from that perspective of, okay, what does their daily activity have to do with their aches and pains? If they spend all day sitting at a desk and they end up with low back pain, one of the things I think about is a muscle called the psoas muscle, which hooks to the vertebra of the lumbar spine, comes around, goes on the inside of the thigh, and attaches to the back of the top of the femur, which is the long bone, you know, on the upper part of the leg. So if somebody spends a lot of time sitting, that muscle is going to shorten so that when they stand up, now it's not going to pull where it's attached to the femur. It's going to pull at the lumbar spine, and it'd be like little fingers hooked to it, kind of yanking on it. So what somebody does for a living, yes, that's very important in relationship to their physical wellness. And one of the big pieces is, what do you do for fun? And that is exactly how I ask it. What do you do for fun? At least 8 times out of 10, I get like a blank look, and it's like, well, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't do much of anything for fun. So from a body, mind, spirit perspective, it is crucial that we find the time to have some fun. And fun doesn't have to be expensive. Fun doesn't have to be active. Fun could just be sitting quietly next to a river and taking nice deep breaths and thinking nice gentle thoughts. It doesn't have to be something big, and we need to give it a priority. How our time is divided throughout the day is based on how we prioritize it. Of course, we need to place work as a priority. We need to place, you know, the needs of our loved ones. I mean, maybe it's not that you have a child. Maybe you have a parent who needs a lot of assistance. So that needs to be a priority. And for our body, mind, and spirit wellness, we need to make ourselves at least fairly highly placed on that priority list too. Think of the things that you used to do. You know, often it's like, well, I used to go dancing, and that was fun. Or I used to horseback ride. Or I used to really enjoy going for power walks. And it's always prefaced with, I used to. Like, well, why don't you do it now? Well, I don't have the time. Taking 15 minutes early in the morning just so you can get up and before you have to start ramping up and getting ready for things and all of that, but just have 15 minutes to just kind of sit quietly. That is actually a very cool thing. Now, not everybody is a morning person, or maybe some people work nights. And, you know, getting up early is not a good thing. It's just about finding the time that works for you to have that quiet time. For me, I get up at 6:30 so that I can take my dog out and play with him a little bit. And we've got a nice big open area, and he likes to run, and I throw the ball and all of that. And that's a very quiet time. It's a great way to start the day, because what it does is it allows for me to kind of have that slow ramp up. Okay. And right now I'm teaching a class in the Artist Way, which is an amazing 12-week empowerment, self-discovery type of process. And a part of it is they have these things called morning pages, which preferably you get up first thing in the morning and you write out whatever it is that's on the top of your mind. I mean, it could be, you know, Bluebird, lemonade, dump truck, squeeze box. You know, it's just, it's more of a stream of consciousness type thing. And you write literally whatever's in your mind for 3 pages. So when that happens, it means that you need to make extra time in your schedule to get up a little bit earlier to be able to do that. So usually it takes me about a half an hour. So if I get up at 6:30, then I take the dog out at 7. And when you find time, when you squeeze out those little extra quiet times that nothing else was in, it allows you to really enjoy that, because it's not like you're really taking time away from anything else. You're choosing to create time by just getting up a little bit earlier, even if it's 15 minutes, but just to allow yourself that time, okay, now I need to start getting ready. And I find by getting up early, I actually get dressed much more calmly. I can enjoy my morning shower. I don't feel like I have to rush eating. Everything moves at the pace that I would like it to move. Now, time is completely relative, and it was man-made. So when we have situations where an hour, if we're enjoying something and an hour goes by in seemingly 15 minutes, or when we're not really enjoying ourselves and 15 minutes drags on to feel like an hour, our relationship with what's going on, how present we are in that moment. And when we talk about things like making time for physical fitness, and not by going out and doing jumping jacks or push-ups, but just doing something that allows your body to start getting that metabolism up. There's a lot of folks who are trying to manage their weight, either to gain weight, maybe, you know, they feel they want to increase their muscle mass, or for those who wish to lose weight, either because they feel like it or for their health. These are things that are worth making time for. These are the things that, when we think about the stuff that we do in a day, and maybe we reach a point in the day where we're just kind of surfing the internet or cruising through Facebook or checking out news headlines, while those are cool and can be informative, taking 15 minutes away from that to go outside and watch the sunset, or maybe watch the sunrise. Technology is awesome, and it is tremendously helpful. And goodness knows I would not be doing this radio show without it. It can also have that shadow aspect, because it makes things too easy. It makes it too comfortable to kind of sit and lose time in it. I've spoken with many people who will say, well, I sat down and I was just going to check my emails, and before I knew it, 2 hours had passed. And being that focused on one thing for that long, it's not good for the body. You know, if you're working on a computer, every 20 minutes you should at least be standing up and stretching. The issue is being aware that 20 minutes has actually gone by. Making the time for the things that are important to you. The first step of doing that is figuring out what's important to you. Is it taking time out to do some physical fitness pieces? Or is it spending time reading a book where you're just sitting there and having that quiet, peaceful time? Maybe it's to go out and throw the ball, you know, throw a ball to a dog. Maybe it's spending time with someone. Or best yet, it's doing something that you enjoy, that motivates you, that pleases you, that brings a smile to your face. Taking time to do those things, taking time for you, I don't consider that what should be a part of the spare time. That should be your priority. It should be your priority to carve out that time that you know is yours, where you're taking care of you so you can take care of all these other people. One of the things that became a priority to me, which for years, I've been in practice coming up on 10 years, one thing that I only recently started doing was scheduling a lunch for myself. And I had no idea how difficult that would be based on what my habits were. My habits were, well, you know, if people need to be scheduled, you know, I got to schedule them through my lunch because that's when they're at lunch, which is when they can most easily come. And so I'm just going to, you know, and I would end up either, you know, throwing down, you know, a handful of something throughout the day, or I end up not getting lunch until I'm ready to leave, which may be like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock that evening. So I've gone all day and really haven't eaten. That does not serve me. And I had to acknowledge that it doesn't serve me. And I would be willing to bet that there's, you know, a few of you out there that kind of fall into that same trap. Nope, I cannot take time to take care of myself. I mean, even for something as simple as a lunch, to make sure that I schedule a time every single day, okay, here's an hour in the afternoon that I am going to stop. I am going to let voicemail answer my calls, and I am on lunch. And while it was difficult, it was tremendously liberating. One, because I accepted that the universe could, in fact, function without me for an hour. And that it was okay for me to dedicate that time to myself. Because without eating lunch, it makes it hard. You know, as I go into the later afternoon, my energy stores are going down. So really, by taking that time for myself means that I'm taking better care of the people who need me. And maybe it's not a lunch that you need to schedule yourself. Maybe it's a quiet time that you can go and take a walk, or that you can actually take 2 hours and go to a movie and enjoy that. It's not about being selfish. It's about making sure that we are the best us that we can be, about realizing that, you know what, I may not have an extra hour, and I can probably pull 15 minutes at least 4 times during my day where I can stop, put things down for at least 15 minutes. And if I can do that, maybe I can work up to making an hour for myself that I can claim just for me, where I can take care of what I need to take care of for myself. As I said, it is really challenging. I don't put this out there because I think it's easy. I know it's not, especially if you're a type of person who takes care of a lot of people. And especially if there are those circumstances where it's like, you know what? I'm stuck. There's no way. I'm a caregiver. I have to be able to be there for this person. Or if you have a newborn, I went through that twice. And when my youngest son was born, my oldest son was 18 months. So there was definitely, you know, one was sleeping, you know, all night. The other one was sleeping all day. And the idea that, you know, I was pretty much round the clock. And it was very difficult to find that time. And I completely bless my mother and know that it was, that she understood, having had 4 children all about a year apart, that she understood those times when she'd call me up and she could hear the tremble in my voice and say, you know what? I'm going to come over, I'll play with the kids, you go take a shower. She knew by telling me, you take a nap, I would find every reason not to. But it's like, okay, a shower or a bath, all right, I won't feel too guilty about that. And yet it was the most wonderful moment. And then I could sit down. And if they needed something, she would get up and take care of it. And to be able to have somebody do that for me was, it was unbelievable. Such a simple gesture meant the entire world to me. And the fact that she took that time for me, which later on when she was undergoing cancer treatments and it was becoming more advanced and her time to leave was getting closer and she needed more help, I was able to give that back to her. I was able to be there when she needed, to call her up, to hear that tremble in her voice and know that I could be there for her in the way that she was there for me. Spare time, believe we have it, but you know what, we really do. At some point, it may not be a lot of time. It may just be that little bit, you know, as I said, it may be 15 minutes. Maybe it's just 5 minutes to get up, walk outside, take a deep breath, look around, you know, come back in, sit down. I mean, even in work situations, usually they say, okay, you know, you get a 15-minute break and two 15-minute breaks and a 45-minute to one-hour lunch or maybe a half-an-hour lunch. But it's known that we need to break up our day. We need to have those times when we can get up, walk away from whatever it is that we're doing, and do something else. If you work from home, which is tremendously challenging because there's all the other things that you need to take care of. But even if you're working from home, you still need to be able to get up, walk away from it, so that you can refresh yourself. That's the big thing about finding that time, creating time for yourself. It allows you to refresh yourself. It allows you to break the intensity of the moment that you may be working with. So when you look at your entire day, what you do with it, one of those moments maybe that, okay, you don't go on Facebook that night, but you go outside and look at the stars. Maybe you think you can get up like a half an hour earlier just to be able to enter your day in a really relaxed way. You're not getting up. It's like, okay, I got to get up. I got to, you know, throw down some breakfast. I got to take care of all this and, you know, do all these things. Getting up a little bit earlier, allowing yourself to go, oh, wow, I've got time. I can have a nice relaxing breakfast. I can sit and drink coffee and look out my window. I can rest and relax. The world can be a very tense place, and our lives can be very tense. And it is true that life is way too short to get wrapped up in not having the time to do the things that you need to do to take care of yourself. There's an old saying that no one ever put on their tombstone, "I should have spent more time at work." This is about finding balance. Figure out one thing that you would like to do, just one, and then figure out a way to bring that into your life and make time for it. One of my favorite things is to actually just be able to sit and pick up a book and read it. And I convinced myself I had no time for that. And I realized that that wasn't true. If I had a medical information that I was reading for someone, I would find time for that. So I can find time to pick up a book and sit down and enjoy just sitting and reading a good book that's just for the fun of reading it. Make time. The time is already there. You don't as much have to make it, but just kind of rearrange for it. Wake up 15 minutes early. Give yourself a break from technology for a few minutes. Find a way that you can bring peace and balance into your heart doing something that you enjoy. It's worth the time. And like I said, I don't consider that spare time. I consider that priority time. Taking care of you, doing those things that nurture you, allows you to take care, better care of others. So make time, because you're worth it. Find those extra minutes because you deserve it, to you. And you can continue to live your life from one moment to another, or you can step off the ride every once in a while and take a breath. You can go back into it if you want, but make sure that you're taking care of you. Because, and it is true, that you're the only you that we all have, each and every one of you. There's never been another you. There will never be another exact you. So you're pretty precious. And sometimes one of the most wonderful things we can do is to realize just how precious we are and to say, yeah, I deserve a walk in the park. I deserve sitting down in a movie. Or even if it's, I deserve to have lunch and be able to do that peacefully. So, my friends, thank you for joining me for another Thursday. I will be back next Thursday, and we will be chatting about other ways that you can bring balance into your lives. If you'd like to learn more about me, you can go to my website at www.the-healing-house.com. You can send me an email at healinghouseradio, all one word, at the-healing-house.com. As I said, I'll be logging into the chat room as soon as the show's done, so if anybody has any questions, comments, or concerns, then you can log in and we can chat. Otherwise, I will be back next Thursday, and I wish each and every one of you at least a little bit of time to yourselves. Time for you to enjoy, time for you to rest, time for you to relax, time for you to go to a playground and ride on the swing. Time for you to sit and read a good book. Time for you to appreciate the people in your lives and know that by taking care of yourself, you are, in fact, taking the best care of them. And for those of you who are listening on archive and were not able to listen to the live show, if you have any questions or comments, please contact me by email, and I will address it on the next show. So, take care of yourselves, my friends. Make time. Find the time. And set yourself as a priority. And you might find you actually enjoy it a lot. And don't volunteer for everything. Make sure that you have enough space that you can do stuff for others and take care of you. So, until next week, this is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio, wishing you a wonderful, blessed, amazing, restful, time-filled, and fun-filled week until we get back together again. Take care, everyone.